With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The cause of the North Hills fire was someone shooting at exploding targets. That was confirmed today by Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton. The North Hills fire started a week ago today and grew rapidly, causing evacuation orders for an estimated 400 homes about 9 miles northeast of Helena. As of today, it's estimated to have burned more than 5,000 acres. Sheriff Dutton says the fire started when a person shot an explosive Tannerite target.
Nothing malicious about this. It was an accident. Unfortunately, it did cause a lot of damage.
Dutton says the person, who's not yet being identified, tried to put out the fire but failed to do so and then reported the fire immediately and turned themselves in to law enforcement. The state is not bringing criminal charges, but there could be civil penalties, meaning the person could be on the hook for firefighting costs. The Bureau of Land Management also investigated the cause of the fire and could press charges, but did not immediately return Montana Public Radio's call for comment. The Type 2 Incident Management Team that's been managing the North Hills Fire is being reassigned at 6 o'clock tonight to the Nevada Creek Fire that lightning started midday yesterday on the Powell and Lewis and Clark County line about 20 miles north of Elliston. The Nevada Creek Fire is estimated to be burning about 80 acres. No structures are threatened at this time. Two hotshot crews and multiple aircraft, including a very large air tanker, are fighting the fire.
With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. A new, very active fire is burning southeast of the Highway 200, Highway 279 junction in the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest. It was burning 35 acres as of 5 this afternoon, and the situation was developing and changing rapidly, according to the U.S. Forest Service. Air tankers and a heavy helicopter were working on the fire earlier this afternoon before strong winds pulled them off the fire. Two hotshot crews and heavy equipment are now responding on the ground. The Black Diamond Fire is very near the Continental Divide Trail, and the Forest Service says it has closed a section of the trail south of Flesher Pass. Hotshot crews continue to extend lines around the Bees Cove Fire today amid a red flag warning for critical fire weather. The fire has grown to 250 acres within the Rattlesnake National Recreation Area, while containment remains at 0%. Firefighting team spokesperson Chris Ziegler says the region's steep, inaccessible terrain has limited opportunities for ground crews to engage the fire's edge, which means it will likely take an, quote, extended effort, unquote, to suppress the blaze.
Because we are unable to get in and do what we would really prefer to do, which is direct attack right there on the fire line, we're having to do what we think will be most successful, which is really looking for those opportunities of favorable ground to fight the fire, which is kind of right off the fire's edge. It's indirect assault.
212 personnel are assigned to the fire, including 6 ground crews, 6 helicopters, and a dozer. Crews are using heavy equipment to extend fire lines south out of Rattlesnake Creek and build a new line in the Wishard Ridge area. Fuel reduction is also taking place along access roads and hand lines. Firefighters are preparing for winds expected to sweep through the area this afternoon. Thunderstorms are also expected to hit the Rattlesnake tonight. No rain is expected over the fire. The Trump administration and a Canadian energy company are asking a Montana judge to dismiss environmental groups' legal challenge of a new presidential permit allowing construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline across the U.S.-Canada border.
Evacuations are underway in a subdivision north of Craig right now due to a new fire burning on the border of Cascade and Lewis and Clark counties. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton says the Eagle Canyon fire has the potential to come down onto I-15 near where Eagle Canyon Drive and Craig Frontage Road meet. Sheriff Dutton was unable to say how many structures are threatened at this time or the number of evacuees. Eagle Canyon Road is closed. Sheriff Dutton says evacuations are in the Stickney Creek area.